This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I am thrilled, as always, to be with you guys again this week. I tell you right now, outside here in Alabama, it's a little dreary, but we are in fall, and the leaves are falling, and the weather is absolutely perfect. I mean, not too hot, not too cold. In fact, my house, my family, we have our doors open in the backyard and the windows open, because we can't always do that. We can only do it probably maybe a month and a half. out of the year to do that. Wish we were like California, to where we could open our windows all the time, but unfortunately we're not. So right now we are taking advantage of this beautiful weather, and I hope you guys are as well. No matter where you are in the country, I hope you're finding the weather to be pleasant, delightful for you as well. So by the way, I'm excited today because I want to talk to you guys about peace. But before I talk to you about peace, I want to sort of share with you guys my brand new book. It literally just got launched out yesterday. It's called The Mind. And this is a really thick book because I deal with neurons, patterns, beliefs. I deal with a lot of things within the book, traditions. I deal with a lot of things that deal with the brain, the mind. I deal with the actual three parts of the brain. I deal with a lot of things that are scientific, that are spiritual, biblical. I deal with a lot of things of how to break powerful mindsets, those type of situations. Because most people don't realize exactly, in order for you to understand, you know, how to break mindsets, you have to know how the brain works. You have to understand neurons, and you have to understand all these different things within the brain and how it functions and how it tends to get stuck on mindsets in order for you to be able to get it to a place where you can get it unstuck and move into a new paradigm. So this book is radical. In fact, right now, on our website, we are not offering it by itself, okay? We're offering it with the study guide that I created as well with it, because I believe people need to really dive into the power of understanding the mind, the brain, the thoughts, the patterns, the traditions, the beliefs, because these are things that we go by every single day of our lives. And so you cannot buy the book without buying the study guide. It's a combo package forever. Now, those who are on our Hot Off the Press book club, which once again, if you are not on the monthly Hot Off the Press Book Club, you are missing out on a lot of things. Plus, you're actually not saving a lot of money when you're not on the program. The Hot Off the Press Book Club actually is allowing you to buy, or not really actually buy, the book every month, okay, for just $15. It's USA only. And so what happens is, once you sign up on our Hot Off the Press Book Club, that every month for $15, it's ran through automatically, you know, from your account. So you don't have to worry about every month forgetting to pay it or anything. You get free shipping. You get the ebook with it free of charge, which is at least a $10 value. And then plus you get a personal autographed book I do every month for you. So every month you will get my brand new book. That's right. I put out a book every single month, guys. And you'll get it brand new. And in fact, this month, like many other months, you will get the study guide free of charge. So check this out, guys. If you're on the program, not only are you getting the book, The Mind, for $15, which it retails for $16.99, so you're saving $1.99 there, plus you get free shipping, which is probably going to be $3 or $4 right there, plus you get the ebook free of charge, which is at least a $10 value as well, plus you're getting the actual study guide, which is like $10.99 in a paperback edition. For free, you're saving probably at least $40 or $50, guys. I'm not kidding you. So it would be foolish not to be on the program, and literally you're paying $15, and then once again, every couple of months, you'll get a free book along with that one, which is a study guide or workbook. And if you are on the website, you cannot buy the book by itself. You can only buy it locked into with a study guide, which is like a $24, $25 value. And so you're still getting a killer deal by doing that, but I'm telling you guys and gals, you need to make sure today you are signed up on the Hot Off the Press Book Club to where you're locked in at one rate, $15 every month. That's it. and you get bonus stuff. You get an ebook free every month. You get bonus books, you know, whenever I decide to send them out, you know, that I've written extra for that month. You get the free shipping, autographs, the whole works. I mean, it's a win-win situation. So if you're not on the program, go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net, sign up for the Hot Off the Press Book Club. You will regret it if you don't, because you're going to call the office and say, man, I want that book, but I really don't know about the study guide, even though I want it, but I just want the book. We're going to say, sorry, can't get it. You have to buy the study guide with it. And so, you know, it's saving you money, guys. So do that today. So the book is The Mind, which is going to be powerful. I would suggest all of you either buy that in the study guide, which is, the study guide is well worth it. It's powerful. It's revelatory as well. But get on the program. So today, I'm going to talk to you guys about peace. Now, I've been thinking about this for a while because I thought, you know, in the Western world, plus really around the world, we all struggle with anxiety, maybe sometimes depression. We study with, you know, pressure from maybe test or school or job or family members or having to keep up with the Joneses. I mean, whatever the situation is for you, we all tend to struggle with a lack of peace. Now, first of all, before I give you some scriptures, I want to share with you something. You know, peace actually represents the power of wholeness, which means when you're not at peace with yourself, you're fragmented. There is a part of you that sort of unravels. It's like you take a sweater, you know, when it's sort of, you know, picked, and you find the thread, you start pulling at it, it starts unraveling the sweater, correct? That's what happens when you have a lack of peace. When you move in anxiety and you move in a place where you're fearful, you're doubtful, you're not sure what's happening, you're not sure of what's going on, you're under a lot of pressure, a lot of, you know, you're having to perform, you know, and not be yourself. Anytime you feel any of these emotions, these pains, these pressures, what happens is you start unraveling yourself. You literally start unraveling. Did you know it's proof that you cannot make a good, powerful decision based on your anxiety, your pressure, your pain, your power to perform, all these situations, because you can't think with a mind of clarity. You can't. And so this is why it makes you fragmented. So within the original language of the Bible, it alludes towards the fact that peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. So when you move into divine peace, that means there's nothing about you that is broken. It doesn't make you perfect. It just means you're not broken. And so when you move in peace, what that means for you is I don't move in anxiety. I don't move in doubt, fear, unbelief. I move in trusting God completely, that I know that the whole universe is out for my good, that nothing is out to get me, nothing's here to harm me, nothing's here to destroy me. Sure, you're going to have, you know, things coming against you all the time. That's life, guys. And that's one thing people don't realize. When people ask me, well, don't you come against the devil? Don't you do this? Don't you do that? I say, no, because you know why? I don't worry about that kind of stuff. That's frivolous to me. I don't worry about that kind of, you know, power, as most people call it. What I'm concerned about is what Jesus said in the Bible and what many scriptures allude towards. And one thing Paul said is, casting down vain imagination. I mean, if you were to study, most people don't realize this, if you were to study John chapter 10, verse 10, when it deals with the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Did you guys know, I've heard so many people, a lot of people allude towards that scripture as being the devil, you know, and the truth is, whatever shape, form, or fashion you see the devil in, you know, the truth is, if you read that scripture above it, and if you read the chapter in which it is contained in, you're dealing with a conversation that deals with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You're dealing with mindsets of people, because that is your thief. That's why the only thing Jesus talked about was casting down vain imagination. That's why the only thing he told us to possess is the mind of Christ. That's why most of the scriptures we allude towards is we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. The word principalities comes from the word principle. And it's plain Jane in the original language. It lets you know principles are mindsets and things that you have set up in your brain that actually become your idol, that you becomes your fear. You can't move past, you know, the finish line because you've got an obstacle in the way, which is your mindset. And that's why it says cast down the imagination, the images that are making your life hell. And if you think about it, go as far as even saying where Jesus never said, you know, the devil, the devil, the devil. What he said was when it deals with going into a city, he says, the religious traditions make the word of God of none effect. That's how powerful the brain is. The mind is set up. Because when you live in a fallen mind within this world, what that means is you're living out of peace. You're living in a realm of fragmentation. And what's happening here is you'll never make a decision based on clarity. You'll never be able to have the mind of Christ to make good decisions you need to make in your life. You are living into a place of fragmentation, and everyone knows when you're broken, you can't make good decisions. And what that represents for you is the fact that because your mindset, your traditions. Now, I'm sort of merging both of these worlds together when it deals with this kind of stuff about peace and fragmentation, but also traditions and beliefs. Because traditions and beliefs actually play a big role that makes you fragmented, because it's showing you that you live in a world of limitation. When you live in a world of limitation, that means you can't be at peace with yourself, because limitation pushes you to the place where it can't go any further. And that means you're pressured. Think about this, guys. That means when you have a limitation mindset of tradition or religiosity, or my grandmother did it this way, this is the way it's always going to be done, it'll continue to be done this way. That means you are being pressured up against the wall, because there's no unlimitedness for you. You're being pressured in the power of limitation, which means you're being pushed up against the wall and that you've created, and you can't go any further. And that pressure is pressuring you and giving you anxiety and fear. Fear of what? The unknown. Why do people fear? They're scared of the unknown, because they don't trust God. Therefore, they live in a world of limitation, of a boundary or a wall in which they've set up, as opposed to living in the unlimitedness of God that takes you from glory to glory. And because when you live in a world of unlimitation, unlimited means that you walk in peace, because you're not broken, you're not fragmented, there's nothing missing from your life. Why? Because you understand the power that you have everything you need. So there's nothing missing. That's why Jesus said what? Or the New Testament alludes towards, I should say, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. When you understand through peace that you have all things that pertain to this life, which means you have the key to bind and loose in both arenas, which means you have the key to unlock anything of the unlimited or the unknown, and not fear it, because you understand your mindset is set into a place of unlimitedness that can only come from peace. When you move into a realm of limitation, then what you're doing is you're setting yourself up in a place of fear, anxiety, because you don't want to know what's on the other side of that wall. Therefore, you won't cross it. And so your traditions make God's anointing, God's presence, God's power, God's peace of none effect. Why? Because I'm scared to do this. I'm scared to do that. I'm scared to get a new job. I'm scared to try a new church. I'm scared to try, to venture out in my belief system. Because what I'm living in now is comfortable for me. Guess why? You know why? Because you're being pressured against the wall you've created. And so that's what people do. Well, I'm scared I'll get into New Age. I'm scared I'll get into this. Well, if you're scared of it, that fear is going to come upon you like Job, and you're going to move into stuff that is not healthy for you. When you understand the power of the Word of God, in the sense of realizing that if you ask for bread, He will not give you a stone. That's what the scripture says, Jesus mentioned. That means that if you move in peace, then you know what? Ask whatever you want to. Seek and you're going to find. Knock and the door shall be open. Why? Because that comes from a mindset of unlimitedness. Why? Because you're not afraid. You do not fear the unknown, because you trust the unknown. Because if you ask for something in the unknown, if you're moving into a realm that you don't know about, you base it on trust and faith that says it doesn't matter, because of the fact I'm at peace. And if I'm at peace, then there's nothing missing and broken in my life. Which means, check this out, guys, as far as being nothing missing, that means when I move into the unknown, by faith and trust in God that He'll lead me, because He said my footsteps are ordered by Him, trust in God that I'll be led, trusting that He says, if you ask for bread, don't worry about it. I'm not going to twist your life up and give you something bad, because your footsteps are ordered by me. So if I move into the unknown, I'm guaranteed I'm going to come out with exactly what I need, and not be afraid of, oh my God, I'm in error. Oh my God, what have I done? I'm in a cultic mentality. I'm in New Age, whatever that's supposed to be. Folks, most of the things people call New Age are not New New Age at all. Most of these things are actually biblically sound based. Just because someone runs with it and twists it and turns it around doesn't mean anything. You've got to learn to trust God here. And when you learn to trust God, then you know what? You'll not be afraid of the unknown. You'll not be afraid to move out in anything because you trust and you move in peace. And when we say nothing missing, then you know even within the unknown area of your life, you are okay with it because the unknown area of your life is letting you know there's nothing missing in you. That means when you move into the unknown, that means you're going to find, wow, a common denominator. That, wow, this is not actually new to me. Why? Because there's nothing new under the sun. How many of you are getting this today on this podcast? If there's nothing new under the sun, that means that when you live in a place of unlimitedness, then, and he says that peace means nothing missing, nothing broken, all that means for you is it means just that. It means you're just resonating because nothing in you is missing, so there's nothing you're seeking after that you don't already have or that you don't already know. So I move into the unlimitedness, the unknown area of my life that I've never discovered before. I'm going to find a similarity. I'm going to find a synchronicity. I'm going to find a pattern of God where there's something for me to connect with. Why? Because that in which I'm connecting with, hello, law of attraction, that in which I'm connecting with within the unknown through peace is all it's going to do is just going to waken me inside to say, this feels familiar. Wow, I feel good about this. Why? Because you're only connecting to that which is already inside of you, because when you move in peace, there's nothing missing. Now, I know, guys, I talk fast, but how many of you are getting this today? This is some good stuff for you, because I want you to understand the power of God moving within your faith and your trust arena. Moving in peace to say, if I truly have peace, then I don't have anxiety. I don't have to feel pressure to perform. I can just move through life because I know that whatever I need to connect with is already connected with me inside because there's nothing missing in me. So I don't need to seek outwardly. I just need to seek inwardly. And so when I'm in the area of the unknown of my natural life, then I'm just going to, something's going to resonate with me. Something's going to connect with me because it already is connected to the person in me that is whole, that is at peace, because there's nothing missing in me. So there's nothing outside of me I need. Now, when you don't move in peace and you move on the outside of yourself, trying to discover and find what you're looking for in your life, then what you're proving to yourself and other people is you're not at peace, which means you're not whole, which means you're trying to find something that's to complete you, to make you. How many people in couples, you know, get together and they say, oh, you completely. No, no one completes you, folks. No one completes you. You are whole and complete, not lacking anything. Anything the Bible says. And so nobody completes you. No one's your better half. You know, no one is your trophy wife. I mean, whatever you want to call these, you know, ridiculous terms, no one is. You are your own trophy. You are the victor. You are whole. You are complete. You're at peace. So therefore, you're not fragmented. There's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect and whole and complete the way God made you in His image and likeness. And through that peace and through that wholeness, you discover that, guess what? Everything on the outside of me just connects, just resonates to that which already lies within me. Because I'm at peace with myself. So I'm not afraid of the unknown. I'm not afraid to move in, you know, outside of boundaries because I don't have boundaries. I'm not afraid to get into unknown dark places, which darkness just basically means the place that you can't see anything. Because even Jesus said that He comes in the midnight hour to you. Come on, folks. That means that even in the darkest times of your life, He's there. But if you don't move in peace, you'll freak out. But when you move in peace, you realize whatever is light, whatever is dark to you, doesn't matter. You're going to find Him. Because when you seek, you find. It doesn't say, knock and maybe the door shall be opened to you if the devil attacks you or doesn't attack you or allows you to get through. None of that mumbo jumbo crap. Pardon my language, but it's true. You know, seek and maybe if you're lucky, you'll find. But if you pray hard enough, if you do intercession, if you do communion, if you do a warfare dance, you'll find it. No! Come on, folks. All that is mumbo jumbo. It has nothing to do with scriptures. It's anti-scripture if you want to know the truth about it. It says, if you ask, you will find. If you seek, you will discover. Ask and shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door is going to be open to you. Okay, there's no warfare in that verse, folks. None at all. None at all. And when you move and transcend past the religious system of all this junk, you move into wholeness and peace and realize this is what I was created to do from the very beginning of time. And so learn to walk in peace. Learn to trust. Let me give you a couple of scriptures today. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Why? Because peace and being afraid are two opposite opposing forces. Because he's saying, I'm giving you wholeness. If I give you wholeness, you awaken to the reality that you are whole. You awaken from thy sleep and slumber, the Bible says. And that's what God wants you to do. Another scripture today says this. It's Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that means you have peace because you've been justified. In other words, you got faith, guys. Come on. Faith to move mountains. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Attracting into your life what you need to attract. Thinking the thoughts of God in your mind where you can attract all the things in your life that you need that will not complete you, but will add to the flavor of your wholeness. That's all you need, folks. Your cup is already full. It might not be overflowing, but your cup's already full. Are you with me? Because you're whole. And if your cup's already full, like the Bible says as far as the overflowing, thy cup runneth over. Guess what it says? It says, thy cup runneth over. It didn't say you don't have water in the cup. How many of you just got that? It didn't say you're empty. It's letting you know your cup's going to run over, which means you're already whole. You're just not running over. That means you already are complete within yourself because of who God created you to be. And it means that if you want the overflow is just the extra. It's just the added additions. That's all it is, folks. When you get that in your spirit, then you awaken to the reality of your own identity. And there's nothing on planet Earth that can stop you because you've learned to prioritize what is truly healthy for you, and you've let go of traditions and beliefs and patterns and all this other stuff, and you get into the unlimitedness of God, and there's nothing on planet Earth that can ever stop the plans that you want to create. Because you're going to ask, you're going to find, you're going to discover, you're going to knock, and the door's going to be open. And guess what? That's how easy it is. Life can be complicated if you make it complicated. If you believe life is complicated, it's going to be complicated for you. If you think life is not that difficult, but you're going to go through some situations, then guess what happened? Life will not be that difficult for you, and you will still go through situations. If you we're not confessing my life is going to be perfect, and then my life is perfect. What we're confessing and decreeing in within our heart is letting us know that, you know what, in this life, there will be trials and tribulations, but I'm going to be of good cheer. Because God's overcome the world. And what that means is, I'm going to go through some hard times in life, absolutely. But I'm not giving my energy or my power to the hard times. I'm going to remain in peace to realize that I'm just going to pass through this valley whenever I do go through a hard time. Because that's what David did. He just walked through the valley. And God never left him alone. He gave him a rod and a staff that would comfort him. Because comfort is another type of peace. That you're whole, David. And you're going to, and if you know you're whole, you'll walk right through the valley. Notice he did not give him some kind of sword and shield and some kind of all this craziness that the prophetic world right now comes up with guarding him and taking all this other stuff and there's demons all around you in the valley and all that mumbo jumbo stuff of warfare. No, he said, I'm going to give you a rod and a staff. Rod and a staff for folks are not weapons that destroy or kill. They're give you a yea, though I walk the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for thy rod and thy staff is with me to comfort me. The rod and the staff just helps you to be led. It's comforting to you. It's not some divine warfare dance or warfare or there's demons all around me destroying me, attacking me. No, has nothing to do with that whatsoever. So when you understand and you transcend your mind to the place of the mind of Christ and you move out of all this garbage you've been taught and you move into the fact, just give me the rod and the staff. And I know many of you right now are saying, what about Ephesians chapter 6? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, like I told you earlier, it's against principalities, powers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Hello, mind. If you knew the original language, you'd understand that's what it means. Because the devil's not some floating on some cloud looking down at you. Ha ha, I'm going to get you. Get out of your fairy tale world. Get out of your Star Trek world, guys. Come on. I mean, we've backed that up with scriptures many times in the past. Get out of all that mumbo jumbo. Get into the reality of the kingdom of God, of who you are, what these things really represent. And in Ephesians, where it does talk about taking up the shield of faith and sword of the Spirit, what that basically means is just be on guard. Be on guard doesn't mean be negative. You know, be on guard for, you know, for things. There will be things that will come against you, but be on guard to where things don't penetrate your heart and hurt you and destroy you from other people's opinions and ideologies about you. You know, putting on the shield of faith, all that is, when you deal with the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, you know, preparing yourself with all this stuff from head to toe, what that means for you is this. It means you're clothed with Christ. That's all it means, folks. If I had time to dissect every bit of it, what it represents about the nature of Christ, I would. But I think you get the gist of it. Is all that means is I'm putting on Jesus. That's it. That's it. So don't let these people get you in fear, looking over your shoulder, conspiracy theories, everybody's out to get me. No, everybody hates me because I'm a Christian. That's not true at all. A lot of people are dynamic, powerful Christian people who are loved, okay? When it says the world's going to hate you, all that means is the fact that when you walk in peace and everybody else is in anxiety and fretting and frustrated and what's wrong with you, then they're going to make fun of you for not, hey, come on, you need to be upset because, you know, there's famine. You need to be upset because of this and this and this. What did Joseph do when he was second in command of Egypt? What did he do? He was at peace. God took care of him. He fed his half-brothers. No biggie. He didn't panic and watch the news. And I'm sorry, guys, but Fox News is just as evil and as raunchy as CNN. You know, I don't get into all political stuff because when Christians fall for that type of tactics, you know, and presidential and governmental and the fake news, when people get into that, I have no respect for them whatsoever. I have no respect for a Christian who gets in that kind of lingo and garbage, because truthfully, you know, all these politicians, from your president down, hello, and your government and your parties, both of them equally, all they're doing is feeding you guys anxiety and feeding you guys what you want to hear, and they're trying to turn again, you know, get you to turn against the other one. I don't have time for that stuff. I don't have time for that kind of garbage, because I don't worship a president, and I don't think everybody's God ordained and Satan ordained. I worship a God who doesn't come from this planet. And because I do, I can transcend into this world, and I can shift and change nations by the peace and the grace and the love of God. And attracting into my life what I need in my world, and beginning to walk in a place where I can pour forth the oil and the wine to bring healing to nations that need that. That's what God wants from us, folks. So I want to encourage you today, listen to this over and over again, this podcast. Get it buried in your spirit and understand the power of peace. Because I have to be honest with you, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, they won't bring you peace. And Donald Trump, for God's sake, will not bring you peace. Nor will Obama, nor will George Bush, nor will Mueller and all these other people. None of them are going to bring you peace. And whatever you do, don't put faith in any of these people. I don't care if you're president or not. Don't put faith in these people. Folks, come on. Let the system of this world be ran by the system of this world. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Because if you don't, you can't walk in peace. You won't be at peace with you if you don't. So today, enjoy the peace of God that Jesus died to give you, and move into the life and life more abundantly that is rightfully yours, and you'll find your days on earth will be more pleasant, and you'll be able to focus more on your call, your destiny, and learn to love people around you, because people are dying for your love today, folks. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Have a dynamic day. Do not forget, go right now, sign up on identitynetwork.net to be part of our Hot Off the Press monthly book club, and you will receive my monthly book every single month. God bless. Have a great day.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.